Got a contest going online, kiss985.com. Enter to win tickets to see Teddy Swims live in Nashville. That looks fun. I love that.
I would, yeah. Nashville is a blast.
Have you been?
Yes.
I want to go. Fun. I have not.
I love Nashville.
For whatever reason, everybody else I know has gone and I haven't.
Once, I mean, but I'd love to go back.
I want to crash a bachelorette party, I think is what I want to do for Nashville.
I just want to go, we went to, I don't even know if the bars are still there or where their names are, but we went to a couple bars and I want to go back.
Yeah. It's
just the music is amazing.
Yeah. And every bar has, there's someone performing everywhere. The live music game is fierce in Nashville. We do good live music here as well.
Sure.
Is there a Porch Fest going on this weekend? Is that
That was last weekend.
Last weekend for you?
Yeah, it was last
weekend. It seems like every little town suburb is doing something some weekend.
I like it.
This weekend, final weekend of the Erie County Fair. If you're planning to hit up the fair, I would recommend going today. That seems like the nicest weather day if you can swing it. For today, mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees. We're at 59 right now in Buffalo. For tomorrow, it starts cloudy and then there are some afternoon thunderstorms that could be more prevalent south of Buffalo, but it is going to come up into the metro area. High for tomorrow is around 80 degrees, again, with afternoon thunderstorms. And then rain and thunderstorms continue Sunday with a high of 69 degrees. Not as severe as the weather that Philly, Washington, New York got yesterday, even out to Long Island. I've been to one Long Island beach club in my life, and that's the one that was torn apart.
Wow.
By
is
this.
It nice? Was it a nice club?
Yeah, it was Atlantic Beach Sun and Surf Club. My friend, whatever. We went with friends. I'm not a member. We got to visit and do like old school Long Island Beach Club, and it was fabulous. Place was torn apart by big storm yesterday. It was the Atlantic Beach on Long Island's outer barrier tore apart a major beach club, leaving broken stuff like wood beams littered across the shoreline. It looked like a tornado hit. If it wasn't maybe a waterspout, I don't know. But New Jersey cars were stranded, knocking down power. Parts of Delaware's capital city, the East Coast, got slammed by storms yesterday. Mm. And again, the flooding and the images of New York City where people are in the subways and the water's cascading down the stairs like it's Niagara Falls.
Oh.
That's not fun for anybody.
No, I would say no.
So, good news is we didn't get that weather. That's down there.
They can have it.
South dealing with the heat. We've got some pretty nice temperatures here in Western New York. Bills preseason, another game tomorrow, taking on the Browns. They did a little joint practice with the Browns. Josh was talking about it.
Pros is you get to go against defense that you haven't seen in a non-game-like atmosphere. And, you know, in practice, you seem to take more risks. The defense will take more risks, too. So to get those live bullets and to see something, get your checks, understand how guys are moving, it's really awesome. Cons, again, it's just there's a lot of reps. And I thought the weather was okay today. It wasn't too hot, but sometimes the weather can get up there. And I think we made it out okay in terms of health. But those are the cons. You don't want to see anybody go down against another team during practice.
Yeah. You don't want someone going down in practice, that's for sure. It is just a preseason game. Josh Allen letting the game come to him. Is he a little bit more zen than he was last year? Deep thoughts.
I
want to see, I know you want animal Josh, right?
Animal. Controlled animal.
Caged animal.
Yeah.
Unleash the beast. Josh Allen getting all zen about football.
Just trying to let the game come to me as much as possible and not trying to force too many things to happen. I don't want to be running over linebackers either, so that doesn't happen too often. Sometimes, again, the game calls for something like that to happen, and I'm just trying to be the best teammate that I can be, the best quarterback that I can be, and sometimes that's what you're called to do, but definitely don't want to make a living of doing those things and just trying to, again, like I said, let the game come to you.
Go Bills. Preseason action tomorrow. Luke Bryan. Wasn't he in town and appeared with Bieber at the NHL draft?
I think they met for wings.
Yeah, that's right. They did at the Wellington Pub. Is that right?
Maybe.
Is that making all this up? It seems right.
Yeah, something like that.
So he showed up again. Surprise appearance. Luke Bryan likes to just pop up like a little lemur. So he made an unexpected appearance at the White House yesterday.
Oh, okay.
He got behind the podium in the press briefing room. I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
No, probably not.
But if you're Luke Bryan, sure.
Yeah.
This weekend, I believe there's Grand Prix action or some racing car action happening in Washington. So you're going to see that crazy stuff go on with the Formula One cars. That's beautiful.
They're doing it on the White House lawn.
But I don't know if they're going to.
Just kidding.
It's close, is all I'm saying. Luke Bryan made that appearance in the White House press briefing room. He wasn't alone. He rolls in with Jason Aldean.
Oh.
They're doing a concert at the National Park in Washington, D.C. It's the Double Down Tour. So, you know, they got a backstage pass to the White House. Why wouldn't you? Luke Bryan reportedly spent time with the vice president, met with administration officials before he and Jason stopped by the press briefing room. So the current press secretary is in the midst of leaving. I don't know if he's applying for that job.
Maybe.
There were jokes about, are you going to be the next press secretary? And he just goes, nah, I'm going to stick with my country music and American Idol. Thank you very much.
Whee-whee.
So, yeah, Luke Bryan doing a little yeehaw at the White House yesterday. I don't know if that's his first time at the podium, but he looked very comfortable.
Good for him.
I could see him doing that. 8:24 is the time you're waking up with KISS 98.5.